Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the sermon title, which is upon the screen, Roll Up Your Shirt Sleeves, based on the reading from James that Andy read for us, especially verse 17, which reads, So faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. When you came in, you should have received a, pink today insert with the sermon outline. If anybody doesn't have one, would you raise your hand? And there are two or three people in the back who need a sermon outline. And over here, to the your right, my left, Thomas needs one? Okay. So please follow your sermon outline as we consider our theme, Roll Up Your Shirt Sleeves. Now, I have many wonderful memories as a young boy growing up on my grandparents' and parents' dairy farm. I remember milking the cows, tending all the other animals, caring for the garden, and those jobs I remember fondly. But there was one job that I honestly don't miss. And it was the job announced by my grandfather when he said these words that had been seared into my mind. He would say, okay, it's time to roll up your shirt sleeves and get to work. That meant it was for me, time for me, to shovel cow manure. And on our dairy farm, there was a lot of cow manure. That'd be a lot of work, and not much glory in that at all. All people today naturally seek glory and not difficult work. This was true by the church addressed by James in his epistle for today. Not our shirt sleeves could have been the theme of that congregation James wrote to. James was addressing a congregation that wanted glory and enjoyment, welcoming rich people, welcoming people of high status to their congregation. But they evidently didn't want the hassle or the burden or the inconvenience of welcoming or caring for the poor, the hungry, or the people of a different race or a different status in society. Listen to what James writes. My brother, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus. For if a man wearing a golden ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you say to one in fine clothing, you sit here at a good place, while you say to the poor man, stand over there or sit at my feet, have you not become judges with evil thoughts? And if a brother or sister poorly clothed and is lacking in food, and you say to them, oh, peace be to you, without giving them what they need, what good is that? So faith without works is dead. James, famous words. Say them with me, won't you? Faith without works is dead. A Christian faith that does not care for others in need is a dead, barren, counterfeit faith. This was also true for Peter, Jesus' chief disciple. In Mark chapter 8, Peter makes a wonderful confession of faith in who Christ is. Peter says of Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." But then Jesus tells Peter, then meaning the Christ, being the Christ, means hard work with no glory. It means rolling up one's shirt sleeves for a horrible task, for dying for and paying for the sins of the world. And Peter then rebukes Jesus, Lord, stay away from that cross. There's no glory in the cross for you or for me. But then Jesus rebukes Peter and says to him basically, the very reason I have come is to go to that cross. And following me, Peter, as my disciple, means that you must bear the cross of time of suffering as you serve God and serve others. Now, what about us today? Isn't it glorious we're slowly getting back together for worship and we're seeing more of each other's faces, even under some masks? What a glorious thing. But like the church James addresses, are we comfortable today confessing our faith in Jesus on Sunday mornings, palling around with other church members like us, hoping that things will go on in the church the way that I want them, but steering clear of committing my life to Jesus Monday through Saturday, steering clear of reaching out to outsiders and those in need who are different than me, avoiding the messy business of serving others in Jesus' name? Or like Peter, do we talk a good talk about faith in Jesus, but stay away from personal hardships that come when in this world today we are called to take a stand for Jesus and to care for those who are hurting around us? Now, my sinful flesh and your sinful flesh tells each of us, you don't want to roll up your shirt sleeves. You want the easy, self-serving way. And then Jesus' words to James come as a word of judgment to us. Faith without works is dead. We are all guilty of talking the talk, but not walking the walk. And this truth drives each of us to our Savior for forgiveness. But here's the good news of the gospel that we need to hear every Sunday. Our Lord Jesus Christ rolled up his shirt sleeves for us and for our salvation. He went to the cross that we deserved to there give his holy and perfect life as a payment, a ransom for our sin. Note your sermon outline about the word ransom. The Greek word for ransom is just filled with meaning. Ransom is the price paid to buy back a prisoner of war. Ransom is the price paid to free slaves or to buy somebody out of a hopeless debt. Listen to this one. Ransom is the price paid, which is the calculated worth of that person's life, based on their age, skills, status, and education. Now let me ask you today, what are you worth? What was the price that Jesus paid for you? His very life. Your sin, our sin, and selfishness and rebellion has put us all into debt with Almighty God. And the debt owed is your earthly and eternal life. But on the cross, Jesus substituted his life for yours. He died and rose for you. Your debt has been paid in full. Your ransom has been paid. And here's some more good news. The Holy Spirit of the living God strengthens every believer today for the task of rolling up their shirt sleeves. The Holy Spirit living in us through the power of our baptisms. The Holy Spirit working through us enables us to have a living faith that is demonstrated in loving and caring for others. It's been said that unbelievers don't care what you know until they know that you care. There's a beautiful picture, a word picture, in Isaiah 50, verse 7, that describes what God has done for us and how we are privileged to do for others. Listen to what Isaiah says in Isaiah 50, verse 7. The Lord lifts me up, and I shall not be disgraced. The picture is of a battlefield and a wounded soldier. The soldier has fallen. His companion comes to his side to protect him, to support him, to attend to his wounds, and finally to lift him up to safety. And this, of course, is what your dear Lord Jesus Christ has done for you. The Lord lifts me up, says Isaiah, and I shall not be disgraced. And now we can lift up others who have fallen, who are emotionally or physically or spiritually wounded or fallen. And here is a holy mystery, taught us by Holy Scripture, something we so often and easily can forget. Rolling up our shirt sleeves in service to others is really serving our dear Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew 25, 40, Jesus paints a picture of Judgment Day when you and I stand before Him for final judgment. And listen to what our Lord says in that text. And the king will say to them, truly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it to me. Martin of Tours was a famous Roman soldier, but he also was a Christian. And one cold, wintry day, a beggar stopped the soldier Martin of Tours and asked him for some money. Martin had none to give him, but Martin gave him what he had, his well-worn soldier's coat that he wore in many battles. And that night, Martin had a dream. In the dream, he saw the heavenly places and Jesus, the king, upon his throne. And Jesus was wearing Martin's torn, dirty, old soldier's coat. And one of the angels bowed before Jesus and said, oh, Lord and Master, why are you wearing such a battered, old, dirty coat? And Jesus said, oh, no, this is a coat of glory. My servant Martin gave it to me. Roll up your shirt sleeves, my grandpa said to me on the farm. Roll up your shirt sleeves, James said to his congregation. Roll up your shirt sleeves, Jesus said to Peter. And now may our dear Lord Jesus Christ, who rolled up his shirt sleeves for us and for our salvation, who gave his life as a ransom for us, enable each one of us to roll up our shirt sleeves and demonstrate our faith by a life of service and care for others. In your homes, in your church, in your schools, in your community, in the name of Jesus, God's people said, Amen.